right, well, hey, what's going on? Welcome into Chatterbox Reds, coming to you for the final time from Goodyear, Arizona. This is Nick Kirby. I'm actually about to jump on a flight here in 2.5 hours, so I'm going to have to make this short and sweet. But I'm joined by my guy, Greg, a.k.a. Unoma's Reds Daily. We just caught two baseball games. We saw the Reds take on the Mariners, and then we saw the Reds and Guardians spring breakout prospect game. Fun day at Goodyear. Unfortunately, no wins for the Reds, but the first game kind of felt more like a win than a loss. We'll get to that here in a second. But Greg, let's start here. Overall, talk about your experience this week in Goodyear, Arizona, and the surrounding areas.
Yeah, I mean, I think spring training is always an awesome time. This was my second time I've gotten to be out here. It's just a fun time. It's a pretty relaxed atmosphere for the most part. You get to see a lot of different guys pitch, a lot of different guys hit that you normally wouldn't. You get to see a lot of minor league guys. This was my first time getting to go to the complex. I know we did that the one morning. I thought that was really cool to see everything go down there. But just a fun time, I'd say, if you've never been out here to spring training and you're a big Reds fan, I think it should probably be a bucket list thing because it's just a really fun time. And like I said, you get to see a lot of Reds players. So highly recommend it, and it's been a great week.
Well, it's been a lot of fun being here. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with Greg, finally able to meet Greg. And I don't know, hopefully we become friends. Other than not just Twitter friends, real friends after this week. But I've had a good time. We'll have a little bit more coming up on the Chatterbox channels about kind of our experience at Goodyear. Might make a little video of some things to kind of expect and maybe some, like, things you need to know. So we'll get to that a little later. Before we get to the games, I want to be sure to tell you that we're sponsored by DSC Commodities. That's our proud sponsor of Chatterbox Reds. DSC is a leader in renewable commodities for biofuel production. They specialize in used cooking oil collection, aggregation, and sales. Visit www.deepsouthcommodities.com for more information. Thanks, as always, to our friends at DSC. One of the big storylines from the Major League game on Saturday was T.J. Friedl. He left early. It looks like he fell. He was trying to make a diving catch. Kind of fell on his wrist. The Reds are saying it was a right wrist sprain for Friedl, which is certainly better than a break. Greg, I know you got a pretty good look at it. How concerned are you right now for TJ Friedl?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing that this team doesn't really have is a lot of depth in center field, so I certainly hope he's okay. I don't really consider myself a doctor to know how long he's going to be out with a wrist sprain. I do think it's good news that it's not a fracture or anything of that sort, so good news there, but again, I have no idea how much time he may miss, or if it's just missing spring training, or if it will lead into the regular season. But they don't have a ton of depth in center field. Obviously, they have a couple guys that can play there with Friedl out. So, hoping for good news and hoping for a quick recovery.
Yeah, I don't want to speculate too much. I mean, my guess is he's probably not going to, have to go on like an IL or not be ready for the start of the season. Probably my bigger concern at this point is he's not going to get the reps at the end of spring like everyone else. If he has to sit out several days and we're running out of games and maybe not be in a game-ready shape form come opening day. But there was some really good offensive performances in this game. We'll start off with Ellie De La Cruz. He did have a really nice hard-hit single right up the middle in this game, so that was good to see. Christian Encarnacion Strand, he had a couple hits, really hit the ball hard. What's your thoughts on CES?
Yeah, I mean, CES, his hot spring continues. He showed off his power this spring, had a triple today. He's had a couple home runs this spring. So he's been really good this spring, and I think I'm as big as anyone on CES. I think he's going to have a really big year, and excited to see him continue to hit well this spring. Hopefully it bleeds into the regular season and we can have a big year from CES. I think the sky's the limit with him, especially at GABP.
And correction, Ellie was a double. It was actually down the line, I believe. But some other performances in this game, we were kind of talking about the last roster spot, and this is assuming everyone else stays healthy. after the Noelvi Marte suspension, but it felt like the guys hitting 7th, 8th, and 9th, at least to me, felt like the guys probably fighting for that last roster spot in Nick Martini, Mike Ford, and Tony Gemp. And it just happens all three of those guys had good days. Nick Martini absolutely smoked a home run off a really good pitcher in my cousin George Kirby. Mike Ford had three hits against his former team, the Mariners. And then Tony Kemp, he hit a double in this game, and he also drew a walk. So all three of those guys played well in this one. Greg, we were also talking about how it felt like this team this spring, and you want to put such a small emphasis on spring stats, but it felt like they've beat up on some really bad pitchers, but anytime they faced a good or above average pitcher, they've struggled. The Reds did actually put a pretty good hurting on George Kirby. And then the next guy that came in, Hancock for the Mariners, also another quality arm for them as well. And the Reds did hit both of them really well. That was a lot of words, Greg, but talk about that last roster spot and then also the Reds hitting a quality pitcher today.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about it a little bit the other day on the podcast. I think I'd like to see it be Mike Ford. I wouldn't mind to see it be Nick Martini, but nonetheless, it's pretty exciting to see all those guys playing well. Anytime you have competition, you want people to play well and not somebody win the job because someone just plays really poorly. So certainly whoever wins that job, they're going to win it. It's not going to be won because someone just played awful. So that's exciting to see. And then against the pitcher, I think it's good to see obviously them hit a solid quality arm well. Again, it really is hard to kind of judge what spring stats you should really pay attention to and which ones you should kind of ignore, because the spring really is just guys getting ready and trying to get into a feel and get into a groove. But again, anytime you see a trend of, hey, they're not hitting good pitchers well, it's good to see a trend like that broken today where they did hit a couple pitchers well. So I don't take too much stock into that, but I think today was a step in the right direction. So that's what I'll say about that.
Yeah, and it feels like those last three guys, on many other years, they'd probably all three be on the roster. And I guess that's a testament to kind of how you know, pretty good overall that this offense is, that you have three, I think, big league players. I think three quality big league players that are all fighting for that last roster spot. Nick Lodolo pitched today, supposed to pitch on Friday. Game got rained out. Reds did pitch him today, which we appreciate. It was nice to see Nick Lodolo in person. Looked really sharp early. The two hits that he gave up were both pretty cheap hits. I think we'd agree on that. Pitcher went through, did strike out four batters. I think the last two batters he walked. Maybe he was getting a little fatigue, kind of coming back. Maybe it's hard to know if this was a regular game and he was trying to push through it, if he could have or not. But overall, I felt like Nick Lodolo looked pretty good. Looked like he's getting close to being major league ready. And I've said it a million times, if Nick Lodolo stays healthy, the ceiling of this team in 2024 goes up so much higher.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think I've mentioned it before. I'm as high on Nick Lodolo as anybody. When he's healthy, he can be an absolute star. And I think he pitched pretty well today. The earned run he gave up, like you mentioned, it was a double that was kind of hit off the end of the bat. It just landed in a good spot. The exit velocity on that thing couldn't have been high. And then he came on to score on the single, I guess maybe double, but it was the play that Friedel dove and got injured on. So it wasn't like he was getting smoked around and that's how he gave up a run. Kind of a couple fluky balls and that's how they run. But four strikeouts, really good to see. Again, two walks, you'd prefer he cut down on some of the walks, but he hasn't pitched in a lot of games this spring. So he's still just kind of getting in a groove. And I think overall, really encouraging stuff from Nick Lodolo today.
Some of the other pitching on Saturday, Alexis Diaz and Emilio Pagan, they both gave up home runs. Lucas Sims looked really sharp. Another quality outing. He feels like the last two times out, he's pitched much better than he's been a little earlier in the spring. Tony Santion, another scoreless inning. Two strikeouts, has yet to allow a run so far this spring. Greg, just real quickly, any other thoughts on any of the relievers today?
No, I don't think so. Not a ton, but I think I mentioned to you, I said it's very encouraging to see Tony Santion pitch well again. I think he's been going through a lot of injury stuff. I know he's been dealing with back injuries. Last year, he really struggled when he came back. I don't remember what year it was, maybe 21 or 22, but Tony Santion was a key piece of this team. And we all have seen him have some success. So it's really good to see him throw the ball well in spring. Lucas Sims, we saw him on Tuesday really struggle the last two outings. He's been back to the Lucas Sims we all know. He's thrown the ball really well. He's just – I think he's a key part to this bullpen. When he can throw strikes and he's not walking a lot of guys, he's got as nasty a stuff as anybody.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the Reds' spring breakout game here in just a second. Before we get to that, I want to talk about our proud new sponsor here at Chatterbox Sports, and that is the Game Time app. The Game Time app is just the absolute best app if you're looking for tickets to Reds games. I know the first four will be in Dayton next week, one of the coolest college basketball events. If you've never been, you got to go check that out. They have concerts. They have everything you could possibly imagine, FC Cincinnati. But I know opening day is really creeping up on us, and if you want tickets to opening day, the Game Time app is the app that you need to use for that. And we've got a special promo code. You could use the promo code CINCY, C-I-N-C-Y. And if you are a first-time user, you can get $20 off your first purchase. So the Game Time app, I love the app, love the design, love how slick it is, love how easy it is, love how they have the all-in pricing. And if you use the promo code CINCY, C-I-N-C-Y, you can get $20 off your first purchase on the Game Time app. Links to the Game Time app are in the episode notes below. All right, the prospect game, the spring breakout game, it was awesome for us because we were able to move down literally to the front row right behind the plate. So we did get some pretty cool videos all up on our social medias, Chatterbox Sports, Nick Kirby, and Reds Daily in the episode notes below. The atmosphere for the game, it was okay, I would say. The crowd mostly filed out, which was great because we got to get closer, but there wasn't a huge crowd for the game. The Reds seemed to be taking it maybe a little bit more serious than the Guardians. They did have all the same uniforms on. They had like their normal big league spring training uniforms, where the Guardians had, I think, two different ones. They had like their major league ones, and the ones that are minor league came out a different one. Looked a little weird. Before we get into the actual game, Greg, this was the second spring breakout game that we saw. We did see the one in Texas. Obviously, the one in Texas went a lot better than this one in terms of the result. What was your overall thoughts on this the spring breakout game and, I guess, the idea of it?
Well, I think the idea of it's great. I think, you know, I'm a huge prospect guy, so I love being able to see these guys. And, obviously, I have, like, the minor league TV, and I can watch them there. But I don't think that's the majority of people. I think the majority of people don't have the chance to watch some of these guys and know who some of these guys are. So I think anytime you can highlight – some of the best prospects in baseball, it's a positive thing. I saw a lot of comments on the old X app about people wishing they had a little bit better streams to be able to watch them that weren't there like us. I think we were lucky in that aspect of things. So I think in the future it's probably only going to get better. I think Major League Baseball will probably do a better job of being able to televise some of these games and put better streams out there to be able to watch it. But I think the idea of it is fantastic. As much as you can give basically to these guys and let them be seen and shine, the better, because they're the future of the game. So I think it's a cool idea. I think it's the first year. It's only going to get better, and Major League Baseball will probably make it better in the future.
Yeah, really cool event. Kind of just echoing what Greg said. I like to see them maybe put a little bit more effort into it, you know, with the broadcast. I know there was some that actually were on major league broadcasts on, like, I know the Pittsburgh Pirates game with Skeens was actually on AT&T Sportsnet or whatever it is in Pittsburgh. So I'd like to see the Reds, do theirs on Bally Sports Ohio, or put more of these games on the MLB Network, or even if they're streaming, have actual TV quality broadcasts. Maybe put a little bit more effort into it at the field level as well. But the concept's great. It was a lot of fun. Saturday game, there really wasn't a whole lot to talk about. I wish I had more like exciting tidbits of the game. South Stewart struck out three times, so he kind of had a rough day. Cam Collier was 0 for 2. Matt Nelson did have a double, or he had a really hard RBI single. It was very, very hard off the bat. Alfredo Duno's a very big dude. He came in the game late as the catcher replacement. He's a guy that I'm excited about. Really had a really big kind of burst onto the scene as a higher up Reds prospect behind the plate. So I loved him. And then Andrew Moore, guy the Reds got back from the Mariners, did pitch pretty well. He threw a scoreless inning. But Greg, the Guardians, number one, they have an absolutely stacked prospect lineup. Their top three hitters or top four hitters are really, really good hitters. And they threw out, felt like lefty after lefty after lefty, and more than half of the Reds lineup is left-handed batters. You had Herdebees leading off batting left-handed, Tyler Callahan's left-handed, Carlos Jorge's left-handed, I think O'Donnell is left-handed. There was just so many left-handers about this lineup, and when you're facing really good top prospect lefties, you're a left-handed batter, probably not going to get the kind of results, and they felt like that's why the Reds lost this one 6-2.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, not much offense to talk about in that game, but nonetheless, it's fun to watch those guys. Carlos Jorge did make a nice – he made an error to not get a double play at first, and then he actually made a nice diving stop to stop a run from scoring if he didn't make the play. So some good things there. And one little note I'll end you with here, Nick, on the prospect game. You know, I think in the last inning, they play seven innings in the prospect game. In the seventh inning, the guy was going for an immaculate inning. Nine strikes, three strikeouts. He was going for it against Herdebees. Herdebees 0-2 count. What did Herdebees do? Draws a walk. Jacob Herdebees, that guy just finds a way to get on base. I just love that guy. So 0-2 count, going for the perfect inning, and Jacob Herdebees draws a walk. Just thought that was cool because it seems like every time you look at the box score, Jacob Herdebees is somehow on base at some point in time. So he just continues to impress. But like you said, other than that, not too much to talk about, but it was exciting to see them, especially with the seats that we had. It was cool to see it up close and close to the action.
Well said. And one last note here, because I do have to get off here and literally go jump on a flight. But we ran into, at the end of the game, hopefully I remembered his name right. I tried to consciously remember it. But Sam, and I believe his dad's name was Otto, said they listened to Chatterbox Reds. Sam wanted a picture with me, which was just awesome, really cool. And Sam's dad, they live in Arizona. And so I said, how are you a Reds fan? Sam's dad was born and raised in Venezuela and is a Reds fan because of Dave Concepcion being from Venezuela. And it has passed all the way down to his son all these years later. And I thought that was maybe the highlight of this whole trip in Arizona, was getting to meet those guys, hear their story, and just cool to see how Reds fans from all walks of life and how, you know, certain people have become Reds fans. I thought that was really cool. So, Sam, if you are listening, and hopefully I got your name right, I really appreciate you listening. I appreciate you saying hi to me. It really made not my day, it made my whole week. So thank you so much for that. And if you're like Sam and you listen, make sure you leave us a 5-star review if you listen to this podcast. That really helps us out. Be sure to subscribe to Chatterbox Reds. I get something up every single day throughout spring training, even if I'm about to catch an airplane in a few minutes. I'll get something up tomorrow, probably on about 2 hours of sleep. But you better believe you'll have something in your feed on Monday morning because we hear Chatterbox Reds every single day, all spring training long. And then, of course, the Chatterbox Road Trip, it did come to an end-ish. Elliot and Trace are driving back to Ohio, those crazy guys. But we have all kinds of content that's going to keep pumping out over the next couple weeks on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. What am I missing? TikTok. How could I miss TikTok? How could I forget about TikTok? So be sure to check all that stuff out. All the links to all that stuff is in the episode notes below. Well, I hope that you have a fantastic Sunday as you're listening to this. And as always, and most importantly, go Reds.